This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. With less than a week to go before the Iowa caucuses, candidates competing there are spending a record amount on political advertising. But despite the critical words about each other in campaign appearances, the television ads are remarkably nice. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports from Des Moines.
Conventional political wisdom says Iowa caucus voters don't like negative political ads. In a year when Democrats are spending record amounts on advertising here, this season's crop of TV commercials are unusual. So far, they've been designed to lack flavor and have had little impact on the intensifying campaign. Reporter Jim Rutenberg tracks political ads for the New York Times.
There's almost a consensus now that nothing's working. It's not having a huge impact. Or let me amend that. It's not having a huge impact, but no one's willing to go down. One campaign aide likened it to the ad war between Coke and Pepsi. You have to keep it up. It might not give you the edge, but you can't afford to go down.
In fact, when we talk about the ad wars here, the quantity and the amount of money being invested in these ads is bigger than we've ever seen in Iowa. How does it compare to the 2000 caucus?
It's at $10 million, it's believed to be, and these are all estimates, it's believed to be three times higher than it was in 2000, and it's currently twice as high as it is in New Hampshire. That's a role reversal. New Hampshire's usually far heavier than Iowa. But it just shows how this first contest is going to really set the tone, and no one's willing to take any chances.
Well, what's curious about that is that caucuses are based on organization, more so than mass media impact. So why the change?
You know, it's a puzzlement to longtime political professionals here. I think the easiest thing to point to is the money right now. You have Dean deciding to go out of the public finance system. You have Kerry deciding to go out of the public finance system. They have a ton of money. They're going to spend it. Meanwhile, you have Gephardt putting all of his resources in this one state, and Edwards had a lot of money coming in from trial lawyers. So a lot of money has funded this. Some people could say this is a total waste, but again, it became an arms race that built and built and built, and no one could stand down.
Well, in this arms race, clearly no one has really decided that they're going to have an all-out knife fight on TV or on radio. So they're engaged in this kind of nicey-nice. Where are they not being nice? Is there any kind of advertising where they take out the knives and go after each other?
Well, this is radio, so I say they're banging the heck out of each other in the mailbox, especially Gephardt and Dean. They're really banging it up.
Give me some examples of what the candidates are saying about each other in direct mail.
Well, one of the toughest ads out there right now is a flyer from Gephardt. Gephardt's believed to be the heaviest, but it's close between him and Dean. It shows sweatshop workers. And you open it up, and inside it alludes to support from Edwards, Dean, and Kerry for trade deals that he says indirectly led to more sweatshops. But, you know, pretty heavy charge that he would never make on TV.
Is Dean firing back with his own kind of nasty direct mail?
Dean is firing back, saying that Kerry is absolutely unelectable, that Kerry and Gephardt are running one-state campaigns. He's left Edwards alone. I mean, Edwards is, by vowing to stay positive, I think people don't want to be seen as trampling on him.
Of course, the ads all end on Monday when the caucuses are held here. What happens next in terms of New Hampshire?
Well, that's the toughest question for Dick Gephardt because he spent so much money here. If Gephardt comes in close second or wins, boy, is he going to need cash to get on the air in New Hampshire. Wesley Clark is really up on the air in New Hampshire. Lieberman's up real heavy. Dean's up there. Dean's up everywhere. He has so much money. Gephardt really is going to need to hustle.
Jim Rutenberg is a political media reporter for the New York Times. He adds that this is all a prelude to the general election in which President Bush will have millions of dollars ready to spend, possibly making this the most heavily advertised presidential race in history. Juan Williams, NPR News, Des Moines, Iowa.